Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What's the difference between Raymond Felton and Plexico Burress? Hopefully a lot. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Probably right about now, Raymond Felton wishes he was back at Carolina, getting ready to play the NC State Wolfpack tonight. Life was so grand then. Felton wasn't even fazed by playing a season for Matt Doherty. 2 years later, he won a national championship for Ole Roy, and he was the toast of this town. Today, Felton is a New York Knick on a city ledge. He was charged with felonious possession of an unregistered firearm turned in by his estranged wife, from whom he is seeking a divorce after only 2 years. This is Ray's second stint in New York, where he has been the toast of that town twice. But this season is his worst statistically since he was a first-round draft choice in 2005. Domestic problems and another terrible team are obviously plaguing Felton, but now he has a much bigger problem and a scary precedent staring him in the face. Plexico Burress, the wide receiver for the New York Giants who caught the winning TD pass in the Super Bowl to spoil New England's perfect season, spent almost 2 years in prison after his unregistered gun went off accidentally in a New York City nightclub, shooting himself in the leg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg was on the warpath over illegal firearms and promised Burress would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And this was a true New York sports hero. Forever how long that man will last, instead of the point guard for a pointless NBA team. Fortunately for Felton, Bloomberg is no longer the mayor. But if successor Bill de Blasio takes the same stance, Felton could be going away for a while. Besides the change in mayors and perhaps less emphasis on illegal guns, another difference in the two cases is that Plexus pistol actually went off, even if accidentally. Who shoots himself in the leg on purpose? And whether Felton actually pointed the gun at his wife, as she originally claims, remains to be seen. His penalty for now, after posting bail, is having to finish the season with the dreadful Knicks, who are falling out of the NBA playoff chase deeper by the day. Things can change quickly, especially when you become an instant millionaire, marry a woman by mistake, and it all happens in New York City. Unlike in Chapel Hill, up there, everybody definitely doesn't love Raymond. This is Archansky. See ya.